WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. I'm your girl Riley Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little less stress and a whole lot more you. Today, we're diving into something super relatable, people-pleasing. Ever feel like you're constantly saying, yes, even when you want to scream, no? You know that feeling, right? Like a human yes machine, running on fumes and pretending everything is peachy keen? We've all been there, but guess what? It's time to ditch the people-pleasing script and rewrite it with healthy boundaries. Because let's be real, constantly bending over backwards for others can leave you feeling drained, resentful, and frankly, a little lost. And that's not the vibe we're going for, is it? So, strap in, my friends, because today I'm spilling all the tea on how to overcome people-pleasing and set those healthy limits like a boss. Get ready to reclaim your power and create space for what truly matters. You. Let's break it down into 5 golden nuggets of wisdom that will transform your life. 1. Recognize the root. People-pleasing often stems from deep-seated insecurities, fear of rejection, or a need for external validation. It's like we crave approval from everyone around us, even when it comes at our own expense. But here's the kicker. True happiness and fulfillment come from within, not from pleasing others. 2. Say, no, like a queen. This is huge. Saying, no, is not selfish, it's self-care. It's about honoring your time, energy, and commitments. Start small, decline that extra coffee date you don't have the bandwidth for, politely refuse to take on more work than you can handle, or simply say, no thanks, when someone asks you to do something that doesn't align with your values. 3. It's okay to be different. You don't have to be everything to everyone. Embrace your individuality and let go of the need to please every single person you meet. Your true friends will love and accept you for who you are, quirks and all. Remember, authenticity is magnetic. 4. Set clear expectations. Communication is key. When you set clear boundaries, you're letting others know what you're comfortable with and what you're not. Don't be afraid to express your needs and expectations in a respectful and assertive way. It's like creating a roadmap for how people can interact with you in a way that feels good. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one is crucial. Be kind to yourself throughout the process. Setting boundaries takes courage, and it's okay if you stumble along the way. Learn from your experiences, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing until it becomes second nature. Let's take a quick trip into reality land. Imagine this. You're at work, and a coworker piles on extra tasks just before a deadline. They know you're already swamped but figure, Riley can handle it. Sound familiar? Now, in the past, you might have said, sure, no problem. Even though your heart was screaming, help me. But today, armed with our newfound boundary-setting superpowers, you could calmly say something like, I'm really committed to finishing these current projects on time. Can we discuss prioritizing this new task and see if it can be delegated? See? You're not saying no, but you are setting a clear expectation for your workload. So, my beautiful boundary breakers, remember these key takeaways. People-pleasing often stems from insecurities, let's ditch those scripts. Saying, no, is not selfish, it's self-care and a sign of strength. Embrace your individuality, be authentically you. Communicate clearly, set expectations and express your needs. Practice self-compassion, be kind to yourself throughout the process. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with people-pleasing? Share your experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Healthy Boundaries. Protect your peace for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best, most authentic life. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.